and beyond the sense of respect enforced by parental authorities, we ought to learn to relate to others for what they stand for. And our main character becomes that of orienting ourselves in a characterless standardization. And boredom comes in our inability of creating a system of investigation that allows to enrich the perception of our surrounding. And at last, our modern anxiety is generated by the impossibility to be heard and understood. And under the new paradigm, the victims become hero, and the heroes becomes the actual victims. And as the most effeminated ones cry for injustice, the most masculine ones have to pick up their feminine role. And it is all about more or less ideologically blame the outside when it is right from within and the issue lies. And we may let go to all our social rights, but not to the right of being respected in our noble investigation of human nature. And rather to get upset for not being able to stock for the future, we should be glad that we can currently survive the present. And beyond all our vicious attempts to build our importance, it is in our personal determinism that lies the true virtue. And in all these semi-religious ideological frameworks, we are bad only because we are born on the wrong side. And all the noise in our life ought to be reduced to an echo to accompany our ultimate solitude. And there is only one hope in order to terminate the fight, and that is to disappear in order to be forgotten. And the rules of one regime will always be opposed by the rules of another regime, and the bigger are these regimes, the most destructive will be the battle. And in order to regain our universality, we ought to detach from the information system anchoring us to the specific. And in order not to have any expectations, we ought to first fully immerse ourselves in the very realms that offers them. And it is most seldom the one has the resources to help and the guts to climb down from them to do so. And the most basic human attitude is to exploit others for one's own sake, and thus the most noble one is to exploit one's own self for the sake of others. And the main challenge of the contemporary artist is to show that what automation reaches can be reached humanly. And paradoxically, the more accurate time can be measured, the less lasting the tools to measure it are. And the more committed we are with the investigation of our nature, the more automatically disengaged we'll be with society. And pursuing the unbeaten path, we learn to trust our human faculties alone, devoid of any contemporary sophistication. And right in the mingling, we'll keep on talking about going up a mountain we'll never at last set to climb. And the only way we can make sure we can survive any confinement is to make sure we have developed a way to assess our ever-changing nature. Enforcing an inclusion into a system is a way to guarantee that we'll be excluded from it. And the further we leave from our nature, the more phenomenal, yet the more caged will be our experience of it. And in the battle to determine who is the real villain, the one who doesn't partake becomes the real victim. And it is only our addiction to distant events that in the end makes them coming closer and closer to us. And not in the heights, but in the bottom of a palace, we naturally inherit its foundations. And our first cultural attempt should be that of freeing ourselves from any form of intoxicating patronage. And the true sacrifice lies in the regeneration of life and not in the attempt of hindering it. And as soon as two oppositions melt, crisis occurs as a way of recreating new ones. And the real battle at last is to abstain in any manner to contribute to any form of gatekeeping. And so much struggle to gain power and be consumed by it when the real gain is to be left without it. And the ugliest is the turmoil, the higher is the chance to find a space in which to generate the higher forms of poetry. And rather than sharing fresh novelty, theoretical notions fuels our indignations with the same old discourse. And the death of civilization is marked by the representatives unable to let go to their already dead lives. And right, because the wise man has developed his own spiritual autonomy, is able to smile at catastrophe that dragging down entire empires. We can never establish control in space, but we can certainly do so peacefully over time, as our commanders will realize that they cannot manage our human lives. They will act seriously, but be most responsible. And peace is only the moment in which new unforeseen tension gained its force. And a poetry inspired by one ideal, if fully conceived, often results into its complete opposite. And it would be most abnormal if the normality we so artificially impose on the collective would anyway last. And at last our aristocratic dream gets surrounded by a myriad of others' aristocratic dreams. And rather than preventing social confinement, we shall delineate our own self-confinement, creating a maze within it. And it isn't that our destiny repeats, but it is that our nature is inclined to put us always in a certain role we ought to second. And like water, we shall be neither too violent and dissolve ourselves, or too firm and stagnate. And victimization comes as the last slash to a decaying emperor and or empire. And what difference does our genetic and cultural background make if the algorithm governing and outsourcing us is the same? And all we ought to seek is definitely not social inclusion, but an inclusion back into our own nature. And one thing is to assimilate a notion on how to deal with producers, and the other is to pursue a method of production. And unless we build our own box, we'll anyway end up in one box within a box of whatever institution. And ours is not an anarchist act in that it is not so much as escaping our social responsibility, but reconnecting with our natural ones. It is only necessary to distance ourselves a little to recognize the very change that further distance will only amplify. And just like with the food, we become edible only if we are branded with the proper certificates. And in what we believe to be our main mission, there's always other missions which comes out as more natural, and it is our mission to discover them. And only going against the crowd, we will have a perception of lust, of what it feels to be crowded. And in the end, it only becomes a matter of insistence, and with it, whatever level can be reached, either high or low. And within all the social mechanics we think we are contributing to, we only become humans by vocation. And poetically speaking, we only come to disturb comfort only because poetry cannot be conceived in such a state.